Blog Talk Radio.
Do me a favor and make some noise, everybody. This is my tribute to the sound of the 80s, the early 90s. Back in the day when we used to wear choir robes, y'all remember that? Come on, EOB and BOI.
You are tuning in to the live radio blog talk broadcast of The Word is Right and Past Generation Lost in the Mix Affected by Sight, hosted by other than yours truly, Evangelist Missionary Dr. Katrina M. Sanders from the Redeemed Fellowship Outreach Ministry, Church of God in Christ, where the district superintendent is the founder and the pastor. Top of the 3 o'clock hour to you on this Tuesday, I believe. Oh, my God, so many things have happened since we have last spoken. But first, I want to kind of give you a highlight of what's been going on. As you all have heard, that the Redeemed Fellowship Outreach Ministry, Church of God in Christ, is permanently in their new home. And we are located at 860 East 75th Street here in Chicago, Illinois, at the corner of 75th and Drexel Boulevard. And our Sunday services is as follows, 10:30 a.m. is the morning service, and then at 12 o'clock noon, we go into our Sunday school. And Wednesday night, we've just been in there for like a couple of weeks. Come this Sunday, will be our official services because we've been so busy with our dedication. And I want to give a shout-out to my presiding bishop of the Illinois 3rd Ecclesiastical Jurisdiction here in Chicago, Bishop Robert I. Sanders, Sr. Thank you for taking the time to dedicate the building with the members of the Redeemed Fellowship Outreach Ministry, Church of God in Christ. I tell you, the jurisdictional secretary, district superintendent, Richard Patterson, brought it on home. And I had to give him the honest truth and compliment that he really did not know what we internally had been facing. He might have had an idea, but God used him to tell the truth. Thank you, District Superintendent Patterson, as well as our District Missionary Vera Woods. We appreciate you as well as a part of the Redeemed family, as well as being our District Missionary, and to the Bradfords, which I know they don't have the internet, but Deacon and Mother Bradford, thank you so much. Little Minister Daniel Jones and all of you all that are part of the Redeemed Fellowship Outreach Ministry, and we will be closing it out on this Thursday for the District Elevation and New Church Edifice Building at the Beverly Woods, located at 11532 Southwestern Avenue here in Chicago. And our guest speaker is none other than the International Chairman for the Pastors and Elders Council in the Church of God in Christ, which is Administrative Assistant District Superintendent Pastor Michael Eady will be our speaker on this Thursday. I tell you, it's been so much going on, and we will resume our regular services on Sunday, but also I wanted to give you all an update. We want to keep Evangelist Missionary Vanessa Brown Duke. She's the daughter of the late, Pastor Ben Brown. Her husband passed away on last week, and the services are this Saturday, as well as my husband, his mother's last living sister, Mother Malene Cross Cunningham. Her services is this Saturday at the Cross Temple Church of God in Christ, 9100 South Bishop, and the wake is at 10 o'clock, and the funeral is at 11 a.m. So please keep the Cross/Sanders family in prayer, as well as the Brown family, as they go through their time of bereavement. All right. Hallelujah. We need to get into the Word of God. There has been so much going on, all the battles and confrontations about holiness and righteousness. And we see a lot on YouTube. We see a lot on Facebook. We see a lot on Twitter. We see so much. But you know what? Let me come right out, because I couldn't sleep last night behind the message that Bishop Samuel Duncan brought forth. I was sharing with someone, my sister, earlier today. I said, we have gotten so far away from everything. Everybody is mixing everything up, holiness and the world. And if the Bible says, be ye holy, for I am holy. And I never seen the God I serve, I ain't never seen him go backwards, and I ain't never seen him be confused. But I do know that God has a way of disrupting everybody's program as he chooses. If he want to come in and dismantle your mind, he'll do it. That's a promise. But to live a holy and separated life in this present world means a lot. Let's go to the book of 2 Corinthians, the 7th chapter and verse 1. And it says, therefore, since we have these promises, let us purify ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit, perfecting holiness out of the reverence for God. Now, let's look at that scripture, and let's look at it for realistically. I was sharing with my husband today, because I'm just not going to hold back. I'm going to tell the truth. I told him that a family member that wants to come and celebrate with us. Okay, you know, or yeah, okay. But you know what got me, though? When I was listening to this song that the choir sung last night by Anthony Junebug Turner, which is called I Want to Be Holy, and then the message that Bishop Samuel Duncan preached from the book of Isaiah, the 58th chapter, and I said, you know what, we can't keep pretending, because I'm going to tell you something. People have told me, and you all know I'm honest, I'm going to tell the truth. Oh, Trina, oh, Dr. Sanders, well, you know, we got to. You know what? I stopped, because that stuff was killing my brain. We got to. No, we don't got to do anything but live right and do right. And I told my husband, I said, you know what? Listen, let's be real. This family member has taught their spouse to hate me and have taught their children, the stepchildren, to hate me as if I was a molester. And if I was a murderer, or if I was an adulteress. And what got me is that it ain't about money. It's not about money. It's about what's right. We in the church have gotten so far from God's word that we let our gossip and pacification come into our lives in our conversations. And it's always, well, you know you gotta, or well, you know you gotta, or well, you know. No, why can't we just be real? The Bible tells us to. So when we're real with things and we're honest, we're in the Word of God. I told my husband about a preacher that wanted to come on board. But I'm going to tell you something. Your life got to be right to represent anywhere. It ain't about a district. It's not about a state. It's about your life. That means I shouldn't see porn on your Facebook, Twitter, and anybody else's page. I shouldn't see paraphernalia. I shouldn't see women all over the place. I should not see anything that's against God's will. What makes me angry is that we always want to justify what we think, what we feel, what we look at something. But what about what God said? It ain't about you. It's about God. I told my husband this afternoon, ain't no more playing the pacification game, because the pacification game is not holy and it's not right. Let's be real. Do we serve man? Do we serve family values? Or do we serve God? We have gotten so caught up in what family may think or the way we think, oh, it should be, oh. And we always piss God off and we want to know why our blessings are on hold. Because it's hindered because you decided to do what you want to do. I don't respect no preacher that can throw women up on their Facebook page and on their Twitter page. I can't respect no preacher that laughs so much that when they walk into your church, they smell like alcohol. They smell like cigars. They smell like cigarettes. They smell like weed. That is not a man of God or a woman of God. We allow everything but what the Word of God says to be the forefront of our life. Don't you know that God can care less about your raggedy opinion and your views? It's what he says. Let's go back. Therefore, since we have these promises, let us purify ourselves. That means clean your behind out. And I'm not talking about with an enema and X-lax. I'm talking about clean your body out before God because y'all playing too much. You're playing. You're making excuses. Sorry excuses. But you want God to bless you. God will not bless your excuses. God won't bless your excuses. I've never seen so many people messed up in their head. So many leaders that folks have depended on and trusted. You're damaged a lot of people's beliefs. But I'm here to tell you, people of God that are seeking God and you really love God, you better not look at them foes. You better not look at them. You know why? Because they're not going in the direction you need to go. That's why they call them paths. That's why they call them directions. I'm not a follower of foolishness. If you're out drinking and smoking, keep on. I'm not going to be there to help you. Why? Because I want to live holy. I don't care about no titles. I don't care about my education, my earned degrees that I have for somebody that wants to go and start stuff. My earned education was set in the classroom. Come to Chicago, have a talk with me and look at my files. How about that? Nothing copied, nothing printed out, nothing snatched off a template. People got to understand, the Word of God is nothing to be played with. I've never seen so many men walk around with all these titles, but you're not doing no work. We have a building. Now we can be able to do dinner, think about the community. I'm so happy. You all just don't even know. If you only knew. I ain't got to be in nobody else's house to try to work around everybody else's schedule. God is blessed. He's blessed because I prayed for it. Let's keep going. Make every effort to live in peace with everyone and to be holy. Holiness without holiness, no one will see the Lord. Hebrews 12:14. For these men and leaders and women that have this lifestyle that you feel you owe something, and I ain't got to fall up under nobody. I don't set up under nobody. I don't this and I don't that and I don't. It ain't about you, fool. It's about God. And I have to, last night, as I was telling the preacher, I done cut some folk off. Why? Because I don't have time to play with you. As I told my husband, I said, these men that wanted you to do something, if they ain't on board, take them out. Ain't nobody got time for that stupid stuff. Because if you're saying you don't act like that, you don't talk like that, you don't think like that, you don't do what you want to do and act like somebody going to kiss your hand. Ain't nobody going to kiss nothing. But God will put his foot right up in your life and will snatch you out of here. Go up against God if you want to. Because folk will use things, and I'll tell you something, God will use one person to do something. But if that one person don't follow God's plan, God know how to get rid of you. Oh, yes, he does. That's the kind of God I serve. I serve a God of love, but I also serve a God of wrath. He don't play with folks. You either want to be saved or you don't. You can't be in the world. Monday through Saturday and coming to church on Sunday, bouncing off the drums, bouncing off the guitar and the organ, and preaching in the road, that don't mean nothing to God. If your life is foul and nasty, who are you serving? You ain't serving God. You are phony. You ain't fit for the kingdom of God. You are nothing. You're good enough to be in the world because you ain't ready to be saved. Because saved folks don't act a certain way like the world. They act according to the scriptures. 1 Peter 1:15 and 16. But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all that you do. For it is written, be holy because I am holy. God is holy. You do not see God hanging out in the strip joints, nightclubs, and everywhere else. How is it that, let me get some water. How is it that preachers go in the nightclubs and know everything that's going on, from the stripper to the doorkeeper, which is the security, and the bouncers, as they call them? How do you know that somebody going to a strip joint, unless you there, or unless somebody that's going there know that? Why are the preachers hanging out in the whole club? That's what I want to know. And you walk around and act like you know everything. How is it that preachers can lie on another preacher just to make themselves look like they're somebody? Somebody got to help me with that, because I don't understand that method to the madness. I'm tired of seeing what is not of God displayed on social media, which that means you don't have no ministry. Because as my husband and I, we met the pastor and his wife next door. Very beautiful people. Looking forward to working with them. And she said, oh, I met so-and-so. I said, no, they're not in this denomination. No, they're not licensed in here like that. They might be licensed in their own way, but not over here. We ain't about that foolishness. Huh. I'm sick of foolishness and people saying it's God. If your life ain't right and you have not been to the altar to repent and tarry for the Holy Ghost to get your life together, you are just a fake, phony person walking around with a title, and you're unsafe and you're ungodly. You don't need to be preaching. You don't need to be playing an instrument. You don't need to be doing nothing. Get out of sight and get out of mind and get yourself on your knees and repent. That's what you need to do. Oh, God, today. Let's go to Psalms 119 and 9. How can a young person stay on the path of purity by living according to your word? They can stay on the path of purity by accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, repenting for all of your sins, not some of your sins, not two-thirds, one-eighth, one-sixth, two-fourths, a half, one-nineteenth of going to the second power. You got to repent, because what is not pleasing to God is not what you are supposed to give God. This is the problem that Cain and Abel had. God asked for the firstlings of their sacrifice. Cain had a nasty attitude. Oh, well, you know, I'm an agriculturalist. I can da-da-da-da-da. Ooh, I can't stand men like that. It get on my last nerves. But I've seen men do that. Oh, I'm somebody. I was telling the Reverend last night, and they was telling me, oh, well, this preacher said they've been everywhere. They ain't been nowhere. They lie so much, I don't believe what their name is. That's how sickening you can be. You can be sick in your mind to where you don't even know what told you. You think your name is this, but your name really ain't that. Why? Because you've been so messed up by what you've seen, instead of you finding salvation for yourself and not in a denomination or a bishop or whoever. You need to find God for yourself. Let whosoever will, let him come. We've gotten away from the Bible. We're doing what we want to do. We're saying what we want to say. We're acting the way we want to act. Well, I got my own reason. Take your reason. Ask God if he will accept it and make room in the Bible. I don't think so. God is not going to accept what you put out. It's already in the Word. He's not going to change his theory and process for you. And I'm seeing that happen now. Titles are making people retarded. Y'all talking about Dr. Carter. You right. Sin makes you stupid. And a lot of us, all I'm seeing is stupid. Stupidity and ignorance. It's time to be honest, everybody. It's time to seek God. It's time to stop skirt-tailing around the truth. I tell many people, ask me, why do you stay at the Church of God of Christ with all the stuff going on? I said, I'm not staying at the Church of God of Christ because of them. This is the late founder of this church, founded this church on prayer, fasting, the Bible, the speaking of tongues. That's what I'm staying for. What are they staying for? I have no clue, and I don't care. But if they come across my path, I'm going to let them have it with the Word of God. That's why we stay. We don't stay because, oh, we just love it. No, we don't. We know all denominations got mess going on, but God is tearing down all that mess, and he's starting at the top. He's starting at the top. We don't have to be out of order and say, well, folks that say it, there's something wrong with you. No, it ain't nothing wrong with me. Ain't nothing wrong with me. It ain't nothing wrong with me. I stay with the old way. These other cats don't know that they ain't got saved. Ain't my job to get them saved. They want to get saved. They know what to do. They ain't stupid. But some of them never got saved the right way. They came into this church paying to be at the top. But what does the Bible talk about that? He said, in high places, I will bring them down. When you get high-minded more than God, he will bring you down. He will bring you down. He will bring you down. And let me tell you something. People walk around and they say they hate homosexuals. Well, guess what? You hate them, but you got to understand there's a spirit that they have contracted. Some of them, you may have some stories about being molested. You may have some that say it was rape and molested, or somebody inappropriately touched them. And a lot of them were violated at a young age and didn't know what to do, and their mind became confused and the devil stepped in. We have to pray for those who have that lifestyle. You can't walk around here hating homosexuals. It's the sin. The person is a body. It's a person. They need to be saved. And our job is to teach the Word of God, not to cut their throat, but to let them know we need to teach you what is right. Men, if you are molesting children, you're wrong. As all outdoors, I told somebody the other day, I said, stop trying to justify what folks say, because if you got caught up in a crime and you had to go to jail for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 days, 2 weeks, 2 months, when you get out, shut your mouth until the case is over with. You don't go around and try to get a little club on YouTube or go get a club on Facebook or get a club on Pinterest or whatever to try to get somebody to prove your character. We don't live with you every day. We don't know what you're doing every day. But God knows something happened. For me to hear about this stuff, and I'm seeing it on the news, I'm seeing it on Facebook, I'm seeing it in the newspaper, I'm seeing it on everything. You did something. If it's not true, shut your mouth. Shut up if you got a good lawyer, he'll tell you to shut up, or he or she, or both. Shut up. Just shut your mouth and wait till the case is proven. As I told them, no hospital could just be making fun on the phone. Oh, we heard this, so you are. No, because there are legalities in there, honey. I promise you it is. I ran a shelter. I know the steps. So, men, if you got a problem with little kids, stay away from them and go seek God and get you some psychiatric help. There's the name of Jesus. That's how you tell God, I messed up. Don't hide behind your sin. Don't go on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest going through people's emails threatening folks' lives. There's something wrong with your mind. And God will bring you before an open shame because those that you try to intimidate or you try to hurt, you don't hold no key to life or death. God does. And when God see you doing it, he will blow your behind up in a plane when it crashes. I promise you, God will allow something to happen to you that the news can't even take a report on it. Because there's something wrong with the people these days. The world is corrupt. And the people in the church have fallen asleep. You worried about being somebody's wife. You worried about messing with a wife. You too worried about stealing somebody's husband. You worried about being a bishop. You worried about being whatever it is these denominations have. You worried about all that. And you foul. You a demon. You up there partying and hoeing at the same time. And got the nerve to step foot in God's house on Sunday. Some of y'all walk around with a tainted spirit. Some of y'all walk around with foul spirit in your mind. If you a woman and you messing with a girl, you need to get your butt at the altar and sit there and shut up and stop preaching until you get delivered. My God, today, get your act together. Get your mind together. Get God in your spirit. Stop all of this fooling around. Stop all this lying and conniving. Stop all of these things that are ungodly. Stop all of these things that are against God's will. Stop being phony. Stop faking the punk. We make too many excuses for lies, deceit, and sitting in the seat of the scornful, and we're standing in the way of sinners. The sinners can't get to God because your end is foul. Teaching our children to hate our family members. Teaching our children to disrespect family members because you got a problem. What's your problem? Really, what's your problem? Is it the God in me that pisses you off, or is it the devil that's got your sin before your eyes that you can't see straight? My God, today. In 2 Timothy 1 and 9, he says, he has saved us and called us to a holy life. Not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time. Search me, O God, and my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offense in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. We got to stop playing. To play too much. Get your thoughts together. Get your mind together. Fighting each other. Why? Sin is already in a lot of folks. You cannot serve God and have sin in your life. It don't work like that. Oh, my God, today. I'm trying not to lose my voice. I got to sing for Thursday. But I came to you in an honest way. It's time to get holy. It's time to get holy. Let's get holy and get our act together.
Do me a favor and make some noise, everybody. This is my tribute to the sound of the 80s, the early 90s. Back in the day when we used to wear choir robes. Y'all remember that? Come on, EOP and VOI. Say, Lord, I really... unto thee. Say, oh Lord, I surrender. Take over my life. Al Swift and say, I want to be holy. I want to be more and more. like this.
Holiness.
Holiness.